Some people seem to have a lot of luck, much more than others. I've never really been very lucky. I haven't ever won anything, nothing interesting anyway. I've won soft toys at the Matura Ball and things like that. I once won a set of scales, but nothing really valuable or nothing that I really wanted to have. But my brother, he was very lucky once, and he was on business in America, and he was attending a conference in Texas, and it was a huge event. There were hundreds of people there, and one evening they were told that there was going to be a raffle, and they could win. They had the chance to win a car, an expensive car, a very upmarket kind of car. And as they went into the event, they were all asked to put their business cards in a box. So later in the evening, 10 cards were drawn from this box, and my brother's card was one of them. And he still didn't really think that he had a chance of winning this car, because there were so many people at the event, and also because, as it turned out, the way they were going to do the raffle was that they brought in a big bag of car keys. He said there must have been hundreds of car keys in this bag. And the 10 people whose business cards had been drawn got the chance to dip their hand into this bag and take out a car key. And if they picked out the key that started the engine of this wonderful car, then the car was theirs. So three or four in front of my brother dipped their hands into the bag and took out a key, and of course the car didn't start. My brother dipped in his hand, took out a key, got into the car, turned the key in the ignition, and lo and behold, the car started. He had won this wonderful car. The likelihood of him winning this car was so small that everybody was absolutely amazed. And in fact, the people who were organizing this event had actually insured against the car being won, because they couldn't really afford to give away a car like that. So anyway, what do you do? You've come from Scotland. My brother lives in Scotland. You're in America. You've got this wonderful car. You're at a 3-day conference. What do you do with this car? You can't take it back to Scotland with you. It would cost far too much. However, the problem was quickly solved because several people stepped forward and offered to buy the car from my brother. And that's what he did. He took the best offer, and he used the money to build an extension on his house back in Scotland when he got home. And now he has got a very nice conservatory where he can sit in the Scottish sunshine.